Mesechta Zvachim, Daf Yud Zayin, 25 lines from the bottom of Daf Tazayin and Beis, and in our Mishnah we learned that if a Kohen is an Oinein, and he's Mekabel Adam, that he passes the carbon, and we previously saw that the Psor of Aninus only applies to a Kohen Hedit, and does not apply to a Kohen Gadol. And before we begin our Sugya, let us point out four Hanachos that we would take for granted, that number one, an Oinein Kohen Hedit is always possible to do Avedah, and Lachur, based on the Pashas of the Psukim, it wouldn't seem that there would be a Chol between a carbon yachid or a carbon sibar, and if a kohen hedid is an oinein, then he would even be possible to bring a carbon sibar and be mechel da avoida. And number two, as we mentioned, that Aaron HaKohen was mutter du avoida even on the day that Nadav Avihu died, and the anocha is that oinein kohen gadol is always mutter du avoida, and certainly he could bring a carbon sibar, and he would even be allowed to bring a carbon yachid. And the third anocha that we have is that there's a klal of tuma hutra b'tzibar, and the pashas is that even a Kohen Gadol would only have a right to bring a carbon sibar. The din of Tumah Hutra B'tzibar would not allow Kohen Gadol to bring a carbon yachid. And number four, the same would apply by the Gei Kohen Hedid, that when we state the klal of Tumah Hutra B'tzibar, so though certainly he can't bring a carbon yachid, but even a Kohen Hedid can bring a carbon sibar, as when the tzibar is tamei, we don't say that the only one that could bring the carbon is a Kohen Gadol and not a Kohen Hedid. Now our Gemara will begin that Rava will want to bring a Kal V'Chomer in order to prove that the cloud that we mentioned by the Gei Einein is not necessarily correct, and although for Kohen Hedit that's an Einein brings a carbon yachid, that it would be possible. However, if for example a Kohen Hedit would be Makabal Adam of a carbon Sibar, and for example he would be Makabal Adam of a carbon Tomid, then it would be Muratza and it would not be possible. And as our Gemara begins, Amrava Loishon Arol B'Carbon Yachid, that the Psol of Aninus by a Kohen Hedit is only by a carbon yachid, al B'Carbon Sibar Muratza. But if a Kohen Hedit, who's an Oinein, would do Kabbalah by a carbon Sibar, then it would still be Meratza. And Rav explains that this would be based on a Kal V'Chomer mitumah. And Rav continues, U'matumah shalei hutra mechlala eitzel Kohen Gadol b'Karbon Yochid, that since we find b'negei tumah that a Kohen Gadol cannot bring a carbon Yochid while he's Tomei, and even though the psul when someone is Tomei is so chomer, and even so, hutra eitzel Hedit b'Karbon Sibar, that a Kohen Hedit that's Tomei could still do that avodah by a carbon Sibar. Therefore, certainly, Anina shehutra so since we find that Aninus is so kal, that it's even mutter for a Kohen Gadol to bring a carbon yachid while he's oinein, so certainly we should say that a Kohen Hedid should be able to bring a carbon sibar even though he's an oinein. And the Gemara continues, Mask of Law, Rav Bar Hiloi, and Rav Bar Hiloi asked the following question to Rava, that although certainly one of you give me the shatir in the dreshpan in be kal chaymer, and even though generally when you have a kal chaymer, so certainly we could learn dinim in the Torah. However, if we would actually use your type of Kal V'Chomer to teach a certain dinim, then we would actually not know which Kal V'Chomer to use. And as we will see, there are three possible other ways to use these words and to learn other Kal V'Chomers, and therefore it must be that in these four cases, we actually do not learn a Kal V'Chomer at all, and we have to base the halacha based on the pashas of the psukim. And Rabbi Bar Hiloi will point out that the only way that Rava would actually be able to learn this Kal V'Chomer is if we take it at face value that the other three anachos that we made in the Akdama would be true. And number one, we'd have to take at face value that when we have a klal of Tum Hutra B'tzibar, that applies to a Kohen Gadol as well. And the only time that a Kohen Gadol that's Tomei could actually bring a carbon is only by a carbon Tzibar and not by a carbon Yachid. And number two, we would also have to take as fact and have an anacha that when the Torah stated that there's a din of Tum Hutra B'tzibar, that this din applies to a Kohen Hedid as well. And number three, we'd have to take as fact the third hanacha, that when the Torah stated that a Kohen Gadol that's an Oinein and bring a carbon, that is not only referring to a carbon Sibar, and a Kohen Gadol that's an Oinein could even bring a carbon Yachid. And l'maisa, all of these points have to be based on hanacha, as they're not mamish mefurish in the pasuk, but l'maisa the pasukim was stama, and therefore we make hanacha that should apply in all cases. However, Rav Bar Hiloi points out that if we would say that Rav has a right to make this Kal V'Chomer, then why did Rav say that we should make that specific Kal V'Chomer? If there are three other potential Kal V'Chomers that we could make, as number one, we would be able to say that your hanacha that a Kohen Gadol that's an Oinein could even be makar of a carbon yachid should not be correct, and we should say leituta aninus eitzel Kohen Gadol b'carbon yachid mikal v'chomer, that a Kohen Gadol that's an Oinein should not have a right to bring a carbon yachid based on the following Kal V'Chomer, as umau tuma shehutra eitzel Kohen Hedid b'tziba leituta eitzel Kohen Gadol b'carbon yachid, that since we find that tuma is so kal that there's a din of tuma Motru B'tzibar, and even a Kohen Hedek could bring a Korban Sibar while he is Tomei, and even so, Loi Hutra Itzel Kohen Gadol B'Korban Yochid, we still didn't allow a Kohen Gadol who is Tomei to bring a Korban Yochid, even in a scenario where Rav B'tzibar was Tomei, so Anina Shloi Hutra Itzel Kohen Hedek B'Korban Sibar, that certainly we should say, B'Negei Aninos, where we see it so chomer, that we never allow a Kohen Hedek to bring any Korban, and even a Korban Sibar while he's in Einain, so Einain didn't Shloi Tutra Itzel Kohen Gadol B'Korban Yochid. So although we'll allow a Kohen Gadol to bring a Korban Sibar while he's in Einain, but Lachir, based on this Kavah Chomer, a Kohen Gadol who's in Einain should still not be able to bring a Korban Yochid. And keep in mind that when Rabbi Bar Eloi is bringing this Kavah Chomer, he's taking for granted that the Yisoid of Rav is incorrect, and therefore in his Kavah Chomer he stated, Anina Shloi Hutra Itzel Kohen Hedid B'Korban Sibar, that it will not even be mutter for a Kohen Hedid that's in Einain to be makriv a Korban Sibar. And Rabbi Bar Eloi continues with the second question, that Lachir, based on your way and your method of bringing a Kavah Chomer, Lachir, we should have another Kavah Chomer, which will go against another one of our Anachais, as we had our Anacha, that when we have a din of Tom Hotra B'tzibar, that even a Kohen Gadol can only bring a Korban Tzibar, but we would not be able to bring a Korban Yachid. And on that, Rabbi Bar Eloi states, that why not, the Tuta Tumah Itzel Kohen Gadol B'Korban Yachid M'Kavah Chomer, that Lachir, based on a Kavah Chomer, we should be able to learn that where does a din of Tom Hotra B'tzibar, and not only should a Kohen Gadol be able to bring a Korban Tzibar, but he should also be able to bring a Korban Sibar. And in this Kavah Chomer, he will learn from Aninus, and once again, he will take for granted that the Din of Rav is incorrect, and a Kohen Hedit that's an Einain cannot even bring a Korban Sibar. And the Kavah Chomer is as follows, Uma Aninus Shloi Hutra Itzel Kohen Hedit B'Korban Sibar, that Ma'adach a Kohen Hedit that's an Einain can not only not bring a Korban Yochid, but he also can't bring a Korban Sibar, and even so, Hutra Itzel Kohen Gadol B'Korban Yochid, that a Kohen Gadol that's an Einain can even bring a Korban Yochid. So Tumah Shehutra Itzel Kohen Hedid B'Korban Tzibar, so certainly B'negei Tumah, where we find that once we have a klal of Tumah Shehutra B'Tzibar, that a Kohen Hedid has a right to bring a Korban Tzibar, so Ein Adin Shehutra Itzel Kohen Gadol B'Korban Yochid, then certainly where we would have a klal of Tumah Shehutra B'Tzibar, then not only should a Kohen Gadol be allowed to bring a Korban Tzibar, but he should even be able to bring a Korban Yochid. And once again, this is against one of our original Hanachais, and one of the original Yisaidais that we would learn from the Pashas of the Psukim. And Rav Bar Eloi now continues with the third question against Rava. How do you know that you should learn your Kavah Chomer if Lachir have another Kavah Chomer, which once again will be against one of our original four Anachais, as we originally had Anacha, that when the Torah teaches us that Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibar, then this even applies to a Kohen Hedid, and when Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibar, then even a Kohen Hedid could bring a Korban Tzibar. And once again, Rav Bar Eloi asks, B'lei Tuta Tumah it's a Kohen Hedid with Korban Tzibar M'Kavah Chomer, that maybe the din should be that the din of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibar should only apply to a Kohen Gadol and should not apply to Kohen Hedid at all, and even where there's a case of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibar, so based on the following Kavah Chomer, a Kohen Hedid would not even be able to bring a Korban Tzibar. And as the Gemara continues and explains, Uma Anina Shehutra Itzel Kohen Gadol B'Korban Yochid, that just like we find that a Kohen Gadol that's an Einain is allowed to even bring a Korban Yochid, and even so, Loi Hutra Itzel Kohen Hedid B'Korban Tzibar, but even so, we do not allow a Kohen Hedid who's an Einain to bring any Korbanos and not even a Korban Tzibar, which once again is against Rava's point. So Tumah Shloi Hutra Itzel Kohen Gadol B'Korban Yochid, so certainly B'negei Tumah, we even when we have a din of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibar, we still would not allow a Kohen Gadol to bring a Korban Yochid, so in a din Shloi Tutu Kohen Hedid B'Korban Tzibar, so certainly even when there's a case of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibar, a Kohen Hedid should not even be able to bring a Korban Tzibar. And Rava Bar Eloi's point to Rava is that how do you know that your din is the one that we're going to use the Kavah Chomer for, if l'maisa we have three other ways to learn this Kavah Chomer, which would be against your din, and each of these Kavah Chomers will tell us that a different one of these Hanachos are actually incorrect, and how do you know which one to pick? And therefore, Rav Bar Eloi continues on Daf Yudayim and Aleph and states, that certainly we use the Kavah Chomer in multiple different ways, and since we can't be sure in which way to use it, so kol chada v'chada teku b'duchtei, so b'negei each of these dinim, we have to follow the stum of the Psukim, and as Rashi states at the top of Daf Yudayim and Aleph, the ikl mifr chachi, yesh lodun chachi, yesh lodun chachi, v'yesh l'haklef v'loi neda is in the drash, hilka kachada teku b'duchta kechsiv estam, and therefore we go back to our original four anachos, and we don't use any of these kavachimes. And as Rashi continues, kishutra aninus l'kayin gadol stam, that when the Torah tells us that the kayin gadol that's an oinin could do the avoida, bein b'yachad bein b'tzibah hutra, that there's no chil between a carbon yachad or a carbon tzibah, uchshinesu l'hedit, and when the Torah tells us that a kayin head is also do avoida while he's an oinin, bein b'yachad bein b'tzibah nesra, then we're not mechal chalak between a carbon yachid or a carbon tzibor. And similarly, number three, uchshehutra tum b'tzibor, hutra af l'koyin hedit. And when the Torah tells us that tum is hutra b'tzibor, then it's not only for a koyin gadol, but also for a koyin hedit. And finally, the fourth klal and the fourth hanacha, uchshenesra b'carbon yachid. And when the Torah told us that when you have tum hutra b'tzibor, it doesn't apply to a carbon yachid, so nesra af l'koyin gadol. So even though tum is hutra b'tzibor, but even so, a koyin gadol would only be able to bring a carbon tzibor, and we would not allow him to bring a carbon yachid. And before we continue, let us see Taisus on Daf Tesayin Rebeis, where Taisus bothered that when the Gemara wanted to bring a kal v'chomer from the din of tumah to the din of aninos, the Gemara considered the din of tumah to be kal, and Taisus asked Tema mal tamish kemetame that luchered is a chomer b'negei tumah, as tumah is transferable and aninos is not transferable. And Taisus answers v'yishlema that in a kal v'chomer gomor el stiris dvarim, that Rav Bar Yiloi's point is not necessarily that we'll find a kal v'chomer gomor, but the point is that we're able to be perich the point of Rava. And we already mentioned the next point when we learned the Gemara, but let us point out that in the bottom Taisus, Taisus is bothered that l'chir, we find many cases where we have a din in the Torah which is stammer, and then based on a kal v'chomer we are able to learn that we shouldn't necessarily follow the stammer of the Torah, and we always find that this flexibility. And as Taisus on the last line of the Amid states that tzarich l'daktik b'kulon amay le'omar kol chad v'chado teke meduchtei, and Taisus explains b'shema shani hacha mishum d'hani kal v'chomer sasri adodi masha in came Bahanu, and then five lines from the top of that Yudayin Ramon Aleph, Taisus continues, V'im b'mashalei cholkan ha'ksuvim nidin l'chalak ha'lidei kal v'chomer, amai pshita b'hai tfeim b'hai, d'yesh lidrish chilov, v'lachlov es kulon, h'lchaminon kol chod v'chodo, tekem b'duchtei, ayin shom. Finally, ayin nishitu m'kubetzes, who states, klima and basal l'chalak b'ksuvim v'loima d'loi mayri b'chol inyin, im kain tasa kalim v'chamurim l'hoitzi mehen dvarim she'inam, el vade ein l'hoitzi v'legroya ala mefurish b'ksuvim, and therefore, v'hod Shari Rachmana Oinin b'Koyin Gadol ain l'chalik bin Korban Tziva bin Korban Yochid, and similarly Chasu Rachmana Oinin Koyin Hedid b'Chol Inin Asru bein b'Korban Yochid bein b'Korban Tziva. And number three, b'Korban Tziva the Shari Rachmana b'Tuma bein b'Koyin Gadol bein b'Koyin Hedid. And number four, Chasu Rachmana Korban Yochid b'Tuma bein b'Koyin Gadol bein b'Koyin Hedid kol chad v'chad b'duchtei. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah Tful Yoyim, that if a Tful Yoyim is mekabel the blood of a carbon, then it will pass the carbon. And let us begin with the short akdama, as we learned in our Mishnah, that if a kohen is either tamei or tful yoyim or mechusa kippurim, and he does the avodah, then it'll be mechel the avodah. And as we will see, that the pasuk in Parshas Emor in Perichov Beis, pasuk Beis tells us, "Dabel Aaron vel bono v'inazu mikatchi ben Yisrael v'leichalu l'shem kachi asheheim makdishim liani Hashem." And as we already learned, the lashim v'inazu means to separate themselves, and a kohen that's tamei has to separate himself and can't do avodah. And the Torah tells us clearly that if he does so, it'll be mechal d'avodah, as the pasuk states, v'leichalu Hashem kachi. And we also know that a few psukim later, the Torah is speaking about truma, and the Torah tells us that if someone's tamei, they're not allowed to eat truma. And the Torah also teaches us that even if someone goes to the mikvah and they're waiting for Harav Shemesh, they still are not allowed to eat truma. And as pasuk vav states, nefesh hashetiga boy v'toma ad ha'arev v'leichal min ha'kodeshim ki im rachatz besari b'mayim. And we know the pasuk is telling us that he can't eat truma, and certainly he can't eat kachim. However, then the pasuk tells us, "Uba Shemesh v'tara," that once his hair of Shemesh, then it will become tar va'achal yoichel min hakadoshim, and then he can eat from some of the kachim, and he will be able to eat shuma. And as the first Mishnah Maseches Brachos stated, "Me'im asay koyin shema ba'arin mishosha koyhanim nichnasim le'achol b'chumasan." However, in pasuk test, the Torah tells us that if someone is tamei or if someone is a tful yoyim and didn't yet have hair of Shemesh, and therefore it's us for him to eat shuma, so v'shamus mishmati v'liyisul avchet u'mesu b'ki chalu. That if someone that's tamei or someone that is a tful yoyim eats chuma, then they'll be chayim misib de shemayim. The Torah uses the term of chilol, as the Torah states, "Umesubay ki chalu," and this is based on a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin at the bottom of that Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, as well as the last tesis on our Amid in Masechta Zvachim. And in addition, although in our Mishnah the Mishnah was discussing someone that's tamei or someone that's a tful yoyim, that it will be meichel d'avodah, however, in the Brisa Masechta Sanhedrin on that Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, the Brisa tells us that someone that's tamei or someone that's a tful yoyim that will do it avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, they will actually be chayim misib de shemayim as well. The Gemara asks, how do we know that tamei sheshimesh will be chayim misib de shemayim? And the Gemara brings Gzeir Shava based on the pasuk that we already mentioned, which is pasuk Beis, which stated Dabel Aaron Vel Bono V'Yinozim Mikachi B'Dei Yisrael V'Leichalu Hashem Kachi. The Torah uses Lashon V'Leichalu B'Negei Koyin that's tamei and V'Yalav Chil chilul chilul mitchuma. We learn chilul chilul from chuma and malalom b'misa afkam b'misa. And just like a coin that's tamei that eats chuma is chayim misa b'dei shemayim. So therefore, coin sheshimish will also be chayim misa b'dei shemayim. The Gemara then continues and asks, how do we know that tful yom sheshimish will be chayim misa b'dei shemayim? And the Gemara brings a limud that we will see in our sugya. How do we know that tful yom that does the avoda we mechal the avoda that is based on the pasuk at the beginning of Pashas Emor, where the Torah is speaking about a kohen that's tamei, and in pasuk vav the Torah tells us kedoshim yu lekayem v'lo yichalu shem lekayem ki as ish Hashem lechem lekayem hem akrivim v'hayu kodesh. And our Gemara will explain that this pasuk teaches us that tful yoyim that does avoid in the base of mikdash avoid will be mechulol. Since once again the pasuk uses lashon chilol, therefore we learn gzeir shava of chilol chilol from chuma, just like a tful yoyim that eats chuma is chayim misbidei shemayim. Therefore tful yoyim that does avoid the base of mikdash will also be chayim misbidei shemayim. And based on this hakdama, our Gemara begins minolon. How do we know that tful yoyim that does avoid the base of mikdash his avoid is mechulol? The tanya is we learned the brisa rab simoy oimer remezel tful yoyim shem over chilol menayin. How do we know that tful yoyim that does the avoid the base of mikdash it will be mechulol? Talmud loimer, and this is based on the pasuk at the beginning of Pashas Emor, and after the Torah teaches us dinim of tumah, as the pasuk states by yemei shem moshe emel akrin b'nei aaron v'mata leim lenefesh lo yitame ba'amav. The next pasuk states ki im l'sheira karei lav le'imay la'aviv le'bnei u'bita la'achiv. Then pasuk vav states kedoshim yu lelakeim lo yichalu shem lekeim, and we know the pasuk is talking about kavanos, as the pasuk continues ki as ishi Hashem lechem lekeim heim akrivim v'hayu kodesh. And as Rabbi Simoy continues and explains eino inyan l'tamei denafik v'vinazru, that we don't need this pasuk in order to teach us that tamei that's meshamesh will be mechal l'zaveda, as we already know this from Perichav Beis pasuk Beis that stated dabel aron v'labana v'yinazru mekotcha b'nei yisrael lo yichalu Hashem kotcha sheheim akdishim liyani Hashem. And the Torah uses lashon chilol, and therefore we see that tamei that's meshamesh in the base of mikdash is mechal l'zaveda. Therefore zok Rabbi Simoy tneu in l'tzful yoyim, so it must be that the pasuk at the beginning of Pashas Emor of kedoshim yu v'lo yichalu is referring to a tzful yoyim and teaching us that if a tzful yoyim does the avodah in the base of mikdash he'll be mechal zaveda. The Gemara now continues and is bothered that although the beginning of Pashas Emor speaks about a kohen that's tamei, however right before pasuk vav that stated kedoshim yu lelakeim v'lo yichalu, pasuk he states leikruchu kacha b'roishom u'pasukonim leigalechu u'bivsarim leyisutu suratas. The Torah specifies b'negei a kohen that he can't make a bald spot, he can't cut his beard with a razor, and it's us of him to cut his flesh. And if so, our Gemara is emet in the kareach karcha for the mashkes pa'asakein. How do you know that this pasuk is teaching us anything b'negei a tumah or b'negei a kohen that's a tful yoyim that does the avoda? As maybe the Torah is telling us that if a kohen would be kareach karcha, or he'll be mashkes pa'asakein, that if he does the avoda, then he'll be mechel the avoda. And the mefarshim discussed what the Gemara's havmin is and what the shear would be as to how long it would be mechel the avoda. And Rabbi Aaron Leish Stephen states, L'chir HaKavona, Shepasel calls man Sh'ni Keres HaKacha, Oyash Chosez HaZokain, V'hu calls man Sh'li Tzoma Chaseya Mechadosh, Tzorachiyun. However, the Gemara answers, as we mentioned in the Akdama, that the Gemara Masech the Sanhedrin taught us, Tful Yoyim Dim Ovi B'misa Min Olon, that how do we know that Tful Yoyim that does the Avoyda will be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, the Gemara Chilu Chil Nechuma, and that was based on the Gzeir Shava of Chilu Chilu from Chuma. And how would the Gemara over there know that the Lashon Chilu that states in our pasuk is referring to a tful yoyim, as maybe it's referring to leikruchu karcha b'reisham and pasukonim leigalechu? And it must be because when the pasuk in Pashas Emor in Perichav Beis pasuk Tes states v'shomrish mishpati v'leisul avchei to mitzvah yichalu, so the lashon chilul in that pasuk is certainly referring to a tamei and tful yoyim, and therefore when our pasuk states a lashon chilul, is also referring to that person that the pasuk speaking about in the pasuk b'negei chuma. Therefore we know that this pasuk is referring to a tful yoyim. As the Gemara continues, the pasul chuma mechel aveda, and therefore Rabbi Simoy also extended his din that in meinin in the tamei denafik min vinazu tamei in the tful yoyim. Since the tful yoyim is pasul b'chuma, therefore when the pasuk states v'leichalu, it's referring to a tful yoyim, and it's teaching us that tful yoyim would be mechel aveda v'le pasul b'chuma v'le mechel aveda. However, when this pasuk tells us kadeshim yu lelakeya and v'leichalu can't be referring to someone that would not pasul chuma and would not be asati chuma, therefore this pasuk must either be speaking about a tamei or a tful yoyim. Certainly, it's not referring to kareach karcha or mashkes pa'azokain. And before we continue, let us point out that in the Gemara in Daf Yutessa and Beis, the Gemara will bring a makar in order to teach us that a kohen who is a zav or a mitzraya that went to the mikvah and already had hair of shemesh and is still a mechusa kapurim and therefore is still asked to eat kachim, if he would do that avodah, he would be mechel that avodah. The Gemara brings a pasuk in Pashas Tazuya that refers to a yoledes, and the pasuk tells us that moisim siyada day sev alocha shtei serim eshnei bnei oina echad la'ilu v'echad l'chatos v'chipa le'akoyim v'tahira, as Rav Huna's medayik mechlau shi'itmeya, the Torah tells us that once she brings her carbon, then she'll become tar, and it's muchach that prior to that she was considered tamei, and since a mechusa kapurim is considered tamei, so as Rashi states on daf yutasim and beis, v'tamei ksib bevi nazuv le'ichalu, and we already learned that a kohen that is tamei that does the avodah will be mechel the avodah. Now that we mention all the three makaris as to how we know that tamei or tful yoyim or mechusa kapurim that do the avodah will be mechel the avodah, so Amar Rabba, so Rabba states lamer the kas rachmana tamei tful yoyim mechusa kapurim. Why does the Torah have to teach us this din, but again all of these three dinim? And Rashi points out that certainly Rabba understood that the Torah would have to teach us that the kohen that is tamei and does the avodah is mechel the avodah, as if we don't know that a kohen that's tamei is mechel the avodah, then number one we would not be able to learn the din of tful yoyim for the pasuk kedoshimiu v'leichalu, as lemaisa we need the pasuk in order to teach us that a kohen that's tamei that does the avodah will be mechel the avodah, and we also would not be able to know that a mechusa kapurim that does the avodah would be mechel the avodah. And as we saw in the Yutasim and Beis, that the only way that we know the Mechusa Kapurim is Mechel Avodah is because the Mechusa Kapurim is considered Tamei, and a Tamei is Mechel Avodah, and therefore the first step must be there, and we must first know that a Kohen Tamei is Mechel Avodah. And really, Rabbi's question is that either the Torah should only mention that a Kohen that's Tamei is Mechel Avodah, or the Torah should only bring us a Makar, Benegeya Tamei, and also one of the other Dinim, and we don't need all three Dinim. For example, the Torah should bring a Makar that a kohen that's tamei and a kohen that's a tful yoyim would be mechel avodah, or the Torah could bring that a tamei is mechel avodah as well as a mechusa kapurim. And why did the Torah have to bring three mekayres? As Rashi states in Divrei Maschil, lomli the kas rachmana tamei tful yoyim, as we explain at tamei leikrim bailei, that Rabbi Shaila is not regarding tamei. The lav kas a tamei loyave osalam chab minayu sheichal avodah, that tful yoyim b'meinin la tamei alfinon, as we would not be able to learn a tful yoyim, as the only way we know a tful yoyim is based on the meinin inin from a tamei. We lay have a kasa tamei b'vi nazru have a kimel kedushin yu b'tamei not by a tful yoyim v'chei mechusa kapurim nami like kasa bachilol element ikrei tamei yafilon lakamon. And as we explain v'kriim kamei b'yi le rabba tful yoyim mechusa kapurim kamei b'yi, the Gemara explains srichi that we do need all three mekayres as the ikas rachmana tamei, as if the Torah would only teach us the pasuk of v'vi nazru, which would teach us that a kohen that's tamei is mechel avodah, so it would be pasha that we can't learn the din of tful yoyim or the din of mechusa kapurim from someone that's tamei. Certainly the actual tumah is more chomer than a tful yoyim mechus kapurim, as one that is tamei can transfer his tumah to other things, whereas a tful yoyim mechus kapurim cannot. And therefore we would say that even though a kohen that's tamei is mechel avodah, but a tful yoyim or mechus kapurim will not be mechel avodah. And before we continue with the Gemara, let us point out, as Rashi explained, that certainly the Gemara never had a habmina that the Torah should only write a pasuk by mechus kapurim or by tful yoyim and not by tamei. And certainly the pasuk had to write the pasuk b'negei tamei. But since the Gemara just pointed out that certainly we couldn't learn the din of tful yoyim or mechusa kapurim from the din of tamei, as there's a chumra by someone that's tamei shekei mitamei, and maybe he would be mechel d'avodah. However, the Gemara will now continue that even though the Torah taught us the din that a kohen that is tamei is mechel d'avodah, and as we saw, we can't learn the din of tful yoyim or mechusa kapurim from the din of tamei. But the Gemara will now ask that maybe we should learn the din of mechusa kapurim directly from the din of tful yoyim. There was no need for the Torah to teach us the din of mechusa kapurim. And then the Gemara will continue and ask, why can't we learn the din of tful yoyim directly from the din of mechusa kapurim? And why did the Torah also have to teach us that a kohen that's a tful yoyim that does avodah would be mechel avodah? The Gemara explains, but tful yoyim mechusa kapurim lo asim minei shekein pasul b'tshuma, that certainly we can't learn that a kohen that's mechusa kapurim that does avodah will be mechel avodah from the din that a kohen that's a tful yoyim that does avodah is mechel avodah. And certainly we will be able to explain that the reason why a kohen that's a tful yoyim is mechel avodah is because a tful yoyim is pasul and can't eat truma. And one may still think that if a kohen that's a mechusa kapurim will do the avodah, that it will not be mechel avodah, as since he could eat truma, so he's not as chomer as a tful yoyim. Therefore, we can't learn the din of mechusa kapurim directly from the din of tful yoyim. And similarly, the Gemara explains, but mechusa kapurim tful yoyim le'asiminei shekein mechusa maisa, that we will not be able to learn that a kohen that's a tful yoyim that does the avodah will be mechel avodah from the din that a kohen that's a mechusik purim that does the avoda is mechel avoda, as we will be able to explain that possibly the Torah tells us that a kohen that's a mechusik purim that does the avoda will be mechel avoda, since a mechusik purim has a chumrah that in order to complete his process he has to do a maisa and he has to bring a carbon, and therefore we would say that maybe that's why he's mechel avoda. However, one may think that if someone's a tefil yoyim, where the only thing that they need is harav shemesh and there's no actual action that they have to do, so maybe even if they do the Aveda, it would not be Mechel Aveda. Therefore, we need all three Psukim, and Ayin Rashi, that the Gemara doesn't explain why we don't learn Tamei from the Dinah Mechusa Kippurim, even though they're similar to each other, as they're both Mechusa Maisa. And as Rashi points out, based on what he already explained to us, that certainly the Gemara never had a Habmina, the Torah would not have to teach us the Din that a Kohen that's Tamei would be Mechel Aveda, as we previously explained. And the Gemara now continues, Mechad Loyasi, that certainly we just explained why we can't learn the din of Tefil Yoyim and the din of Mechusa Kippurim from the din of Tamei. We also just explained why we can't learn the din of Mechusa Kippurim from Tefil Yoyim and why we can't learn the din of Tefil Yoyim from Mechusa Kippurim. However, the Gemara now is Tesei Chodim Itati, why can't we learn one of these dinim from the other two dinim? And either the Torah should give us the Makar ben Agiyah, a Kohen that's Tamei and a Kohen that's a Tefil Yoyim that did Avodah, that's Mechal Avodah, or the Torah should teach us a din ben Agiyah, a Kohen that's Tamei and a Kohen that's a Mechusa Kippurim, that if they do the Avodah, it will be Mechal Avodah, and then we will learn the third from there, and why we need three Mekoreis. And the Gemara explains, B'haile Lichtav Rachbana, in which one of the three would the Torah not mention the Din of Chilol, as Lo Lichtav B'Mechusa Kippurim V'Teisim Hanach, as if the Torah shouldn't mention the Din of Chilol by Mechusa Kippurim, and we should be able to learn it based on the fact that a Kohen that's Tamei or a Kohen that's a Tzvul Yoyim will be Mechal Avodah, but Ma'al Hanach Shkeim Psulim B'Tshuma. Once again, quite possibly we would be able to explain that the reason why a Kohen Tamei and a Kohen that's a Tefil Yoyim that does the Avodah will be Mechel Avodah is because they're so Chomer that they're even possible to eat Chuma. However, a Kohen that's a Mechusa Kippurim that is only possible to eat Kachim and can't eat Chuma, so maybe if a Mechusa Kippurim did Avodah, it would not be Mechel Avodah. However, the Gemara now continues, Elei Lichter Achmanah B'Tefil Yoyim V'Teisim Hanach. However, maybe the Torah did not have to tell you a din that a Kohen that's a Tefil Yoyim would be Mechel Avodah, and we would learn it based on a din that a kohen that's tamei or a kohen that's mechusa kippurim would be mechel avodah. As the my pachas, as what will be a pircha ma'al hanach shekem mechusar maisa, that both a tamei and a mechusa kippurim are mechusa maisa. And as we explained previously, that tamei still has to go to the mikvah and mechusa kippurim still has to bring a carbon. So maybe that's why if they do the avodah, they will be mechel avodah. Asha'en kein a kohen that's a tefil yoyim that doesn't have to go to the mikvah and only requires har shemesh, which will come in meila. So maybe even if he does the Aveda, it would not be Mechel Aveda. But Vilchir, that would not be a good enough Pircha, as save, Klishla Tumasai. But the Maisa, we know that a Mechusa Kippurim is still a weaker level of Tumah than a Tefil Yoyim, as a Mechusa Kippurim already went to the Mikvah and already had Har Shemesh. And if so, we should be able to learn that a Kohen that's a Tefil Yoyim that does the Aveda would be Mechel Aveda. I am the Shittu Mekubetzes who's bothered that originally the Gemara stated that we can't learn from Mechusa Kippurim, Shekei Mechusa Maisa. The Gemara did not state, save, klishla tumasai. And why is it that only at this point is the Gemara bothered at save, klishla tumasai, and therefore we should be able to learn the din of Tefil Yoyim from Mechusa Kippurim? Ayin Rashi, who by Varnzis, as he states, Besul ekapircha de ma'atzad, havali chad minayu, kamisha inu Mechusa Maisa. We continue on Daf Yudzayin and Beis, and the Gemara explains, kasava, the rabba hold, Mechusa Kippurim dissolve, kasav dami, that although certainly we have kulais benegea Mechusa Kippurim, for example, a Mechusa Kippurim is allowed to eat chuma. However, as Rashi points out, the Indian kachim shlei huta etzloi, that benegei kachim that Tefil Yoyim is not mutter to, havalei ki'il loy toval, it's as if he's mamish tamei and he wasn't toval at all, v'im ochlu chayiv karis, and if you eat kachim, he'd be chayiv karis. Similarly, oyim nagabu, if he would actually touch kachim, tamon lumnus ben rishon v'sheni, then the kachim that he touches would become a rishon and sheni, l'kach le'kol shetuma itzel kachim klal, and therefore it's not considered as if it became weaker at all, and therefore Rab is correct that we would not be able to learn the din that a kohen that's a Tefil Yoyim that does the Avodah would be Mechel Avodah from the din of a kohen that's Tamei and a kohen that's a Mechusa Kippurim. As the Maisa, the Tumah of a kohen that's Tamei and the Tumah of a kohen that's a Mechusa Kippurim is much stronger than the Tumah of the Tefil Yoyim, as we explained, and therefore it could be that's only in regard to a kohen that's Tamei or a kohen that's a Mechusa Kippurim, that if they did Avodah, that would be Mechel Avodah. However, we would not necessarily know that a kohen that's a Tefil Yoyim that does the Avodah would be Mechel Avodah. therefore Zok Rabba, we require Mekoreis for Tameh for Tfilyoim as well as for Mechusa Kippurim. In regard to Mechusa Kippurim, the Zav Kizav Dami, Ayin Rashi, who had done the Metzorah, that this klal is not only relevant to a Zav, but the same would apply to a Metzorah, or if it would be relevant to a Nekeva, then the same concept would apply to a Yoledes or a Zava. And as Rashi states, El Chad Minayu Nakat, that the Gemara just wanted to point out that at least in regard to whatever Tumah is relevant to a Zav, that Tumah still has the same exact strength as it had originally when it wasn't yet Tevil and he didn't yet have Harav Shemesh. And the Gemara continues that we just stated that according to Rabba, we must hold Mechusa Kippurim to Zav Kizav Dami. And some agrees that the Gemara now is, Lame Mechusa Kippurim to Zav Kizav Dami Tanoi, that this question is actually Machlekes Tanoim, and it would come out that Rabba is only going like one Tano. And as the Gemara continues, the Tanya, and as we learned in the Braisa, that's relevant to the Paraduma, that Sar for Oinu Mechusa Kippurim Kshira, and as we've already mentioned, a Paraduma is Kotche Bedeka Bayis, and therefore the Psul of Aninos and the Psul of Mechusa Kippurim would not apply. And as Rashi states, like Sivi Hanach Kroi, Elev Kotche Mizbeach, however, the Braisa continues that although the Tana Kama teaches us that if Mechusa Kippurim burns the Paraduma, then the Paraduma would be Kosher, however, Yesiv Ababadri Eimah, Oinu Kshira, that although I agree with you, Benegeya Oinin, however, Mechusa Kippurim would be Psula. And the Gemara continues and wants to explain, my lab, Hakamifkli, that let us say that the basis for the machlekes between Tanakam and Yosef HaBavli is as follows, that Masav Mechusa Kippurim de Zav Kazav Dami, that Yosef HaBavli holds that Mechusa Kippurim has a regular din like a Zav, and therefore, if a Mechusa Kippurim burns the Paraduma, it would be puzzle, as Rashi states, V'Havlei Tomei, as a Mechusa Kippurim is a regular Tomei, V'Kroksiv Ishtar, and the Pasuk teaches us that a Paraduma has to be burned by an Ishtar, U'Masav Alav Kazav Dami, and the Tanakam holds that a Mechusa Kippurim does not have a din like a Zav, and he's no worse than a Tful Yoim, and as Rashi states, V'havle Kitful Yoim, the Kaimalon, the Kosher Para, and a Tful Yoim is Kosher to burn the Para, therefore it would also be Mutter for Mechusa Kippurim to burn the Paraduma, and would come out that Rab is going like Yosef HaBavli and not like the Tanakama. However, the Gemara responds, Loi, that is not necessarily true, as the Kuli Alma Kazav Dami, as really both the Tanakama and Yosef HaBavli could agree with Rabba that Mechusa Kippurim deserve Kazav Dami, and as Rashi states, the Rab is correct that how Mechusa Kippurim deserve Chom Mutful Yoim the Shah Tumoy Shain Tunis Kapara, and the Hacha Bahaka Mifgi, and the Machlekes between Tanakama and Yosef HaBavli is as follows, as in Pashas Chukas, when the Torah speaks about the Paraduma, so in Pasuk Yud Ches, the Pasuk states, V'lokach Eza V'tovo B'mayim Ishtar, the Pasuk already tells us that the person that's involved with the Paraduma is Tar, and then in Pasuk Yud Ches, the Pasuk continues, V'hizah Tar ala Tomei B'yoyim HaShlishi V'yoyim HaShvi, V'chitar B'yoyim HaShvi, V'chibas B'godav V'rachatz B'mayim V'tariya Ba'arev, really the Pasuk didn't have to say, V'hizah Tar ala Tomei, instead the Pasuk could have stated, V'hizah ala Tomei, as we already know that he's an Ishtar, and therefore we learned the famous din, Michlal Shu Tomei, that the Torah is teaching us that even if he's not completely Tar, as there's still remnants of Tumah, that it's still going to be Kosher, and as the Gemara continues, Limud al Tful Yoim Shekosher Para, and this teaches us that Tful Yoim can do the Avodos of the Para, and as Rashi explains, that since the word Tar is extra, when the Pasuk states, V'hizah Tar al Tomei, Tar Koldu Mashma, and as Rashi states, that Kroy Yiseiru, Dechsiv Le'ilmanei, V'lokach Eza V'tovu B'mayim Ishtar, V'havel L'mikta V'hizah al Tomei, Limud al Tful Yoim Shekosher Para, Rashi explains that why do we call a Tful Yoim Tar, the Eshchon Tful Yoim, the Ikri Tar L'maisa, Dechsiv V'rochach B'mayim V'tar, as the Pasuk states, they'll wash his body in water, and then it'll be Tar, and he'll be able to eat Maiser, and the Gemara now explains the Machlekes between the Tanakama and Yosef HaBavli, as Masova Tumah D'chol HaTorah Kula, as the Tanakama holds that when the Torah tells us that Tful Yoim can be involved in the process of the Paraduma, we're speaking about any Tful Yoim in the Torah, and it doesn't make a difference if the Tful Yoim is a Mechusa Kippurim, or if he's not a Mechusa Kippurim. Therefore, the Tanakama told us that not only can a Tful Yoim burn the Paraduma, even a Mechusa Kippurim can burn the Paraduma. However, Masova and Yosef HaBavli holds Tumah D'ach Pasha, that since the Pasha of Paraduma is referring to Tumah of a Tomei Meis, when it refers to someone that's a Tful Yoim, it's referring to someone that's a Tful Yoim from Tumas Meis. And the Torah is teaching us that a Tomei Meis that is now a Tful Yoim can be involved with the process of the Paraduma. And as the Gemara continues to explain, Hilkach Tful Yoim did avela v'tomei sheres tekili also b'kal v'chayim Tful Yoim de Meis. And since the Torah teaches us that even b'negei a Tumas Meis, which is so chomer, where someone becomes tummy for 7 days, and even so, a Tful Yoim of a Tomei Meis and be Isaac with the Paraduma, then certainly since the Tum of Nevela and Tum of Sheretz is more Kal than Tumi Meis, as the Tum is only for one day, and certainly a Tful Yoyim of someone that was Tumi through a Nevela or through a Sheretz certainly can be involved with the process of the Paraduma. However, Yosef of Babli holds Al Mechusa Kapurim dissolved the Chomesh Kain Tumi Yitzalam Megufa Eloi, we wouldn't be able to learn the din of a Tful Yoyim Mechusa Kapurim of a Zav or of a Mitzayah, as since it's so Chomer, as its Tumor did not come from an external source and it came from an internal source, so maybe the Torah did not allow them to be involved in the process of the Paraduma. The Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, Mechusa Begodim, and a Kohen that's Mechusa Begodim that does the Avodah will be Mechel the Avodah. From the order of the Gemara, it would seem that the way that we were Gurus in the Mishnah is correct, that the Mishnah speaks about a Zor, then a Oinin, then Tful Yoyim, and then Mechusa Begodim, and doesn't speak about Mechusa Kapurim until later. Our Gemara begins, Minolon, that what is the Mekor, the Mechusa Begodim is Mechel the Avodah, and Amravo, Amrav Yechon, Umatubo, Mishmeid Rabbal Ozab, Rab Shimon, Amakra, as the Pasuk in Pasuk Tzav tells us, Vechagato Isim Avnet, Aaron Obanov, Vechavashtalham Megboys, Vahitzalham Kuno, Chukas Eilam, Umalaysiat Aaron Viad Banov. Therefore, we see, Bizman Shabigdeim Aleim, Kunasim Aleim, that the Pasuk is telling us that it's only once they have the Begodim on them, then they have a din of Kuno, and Bigdeim Aleim, and Kunasim Aleim, but if they don't have the Begodim on them, then they don't have a din of Kuno. As Rashi states, Vahitzalham Alevisha Hazais Kuno, Alma Kunasim Tlui Bigdeim, Viloi Havalu Zarim, and if they don't have the Begodim on them, then they're considered regular Zarim, Uvizar Eshkan de Mechla Veda, and we already learned in Makar that if a Zar does that Veda, it will be Mechel that Veda, and Ayin the Baron Tesu points out that Mehachri Alfinon Misa Perakan Esrafim, that in Mesechel Sanhedrin, that Pei Gimon Beis, the Gemara uses the same Makar in order to teach us that if a Kohen does that Veda as a Mechusa Begodim, then it will be Chai Misa, the Ka'oma in Big Day Malayim, Havalu Zarim, Va'omamar, Zosh Hashimish Misa, Ayin and Tesis, and we will stop over here.